And now time for some of your feedback. On Wednesday, we interviewed Chai Ling, a Chinese dissident who was a top student leader in the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests. A Harvard Business School grad, Chai now leads a Boston-based educational software company and a nonprofit that works against the one-child policy in China.
We talked to Chai Ling about her new memoir and about the support she offered to the Occupy movement during her recent visit to the Occupy Boston encampment.
If it can be channeled well, it can create really profound change for America to restore the full power of democracy and create a better society for all the 100%.
Several listeners bristled at this interview. Falun Gonzo commented at RadioBoston.org, "How fitting that Chai Ling, the revolutionary turned millionaire, would try to throw herself into the mix at Occupy Boston and cloud the message to include herself, a very well-connected member of the 1%.
Also, Mike123 wrote, "It was bad taste to link Tiananmen to Boston through Chai Ling, a very controversial figure to say the least among Chinese Americans."
On the other hand, Dan Stanley wrote that he was moved by Chai Ling's story and her work against China's one-child policy.
Listener Richard Pendleton asked us, "How can you interview Chai Ling without asking why she continually files lawsuits against filmmakers who produced a 1995 documentary on Tiananmen Square? She didn't like how she was depicted and unleashed the lawyers."
Well, listeners, we always welcome any and all of your feedback. Find out how to reach us at RadioBoston.org.
Stay with us next as our Alzheimer's series concludes with a focus on the caregivers of those with the disease. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.